Jordan Phillips MPP, these are in character, this date is 08-21-2025, dictation is for Mr. Tony Harrison. Harrison spells H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, Tony spells T-O-N-Y, date of birth is 09-25-1971. This is a 53-year-old gentleman here with left lower extremity pain, period. Patient denies trauma, said he noticed symptoms started approximately 2 or 3 days ago and has gotten larger and more painful today. The pain is confined to his calf and is behind his knee. Pain is non-radiating, period. Described pain as, quote, tension, close quote. Next paragraph. He said pain is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 96% of normal. Blood pressure is 142/94. Pulse 70. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. Left lower extremity. Edema is present. His lower leg is larger than his lower left leg is larger than the right. A positive neckline. Positive Holman sign. Tenderness to his calf. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal sinus. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinus. Correction. There is peripheral edema in his left lower extremities, however, in his right lower extremity, there is no peripheral edema. Next line, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephalus, no vesicles, or bulli. Period. Next line, abdomen, stenosis secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert or reintensory, cranial nerves, two tendons, normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is DVT, number two is left lower extremity pain, number four is left lower extremity, number three is left lower extremity edema. The next paragraph, we did an ultrasound, vascular and arterial, vascular reveal cloth present. Next paragraph, patient was given Lovenox, 100 milligrams sub-Q. Next paragraph, he was discharged with Xarelto, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily. He was referred to TRICARE Vascular Clinic for further evaluation. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.